Good evening, everyone. This is Autumn Fawn with the second episode of Red Tent Reiki and Rituals. And today I thought I would talk to you about the 14th of September Fish Moon Antipodean Witch Box, which is a carefully curated box designed for Wiccans, witches, pagans, other interested people in the Southern Hemisphere. Oh, if there's anything wrong with anything we could get which has things from the Northern Hemisphere, but it is really great when you can receive a few bits and pieces that actually correspond with the fact that spring's on the way, whereas in the Northern Hemisphere, heading towards autumn. I've never actually bought a pagan or Wiccan subscription box before, and I was super excited when I found it on my doorstep. It's actually quite funny because it's been there a couple of days, but if I don't use my front door, I hadn't noticed. So that was a surprise. I was out picking some daffodils, and there it was waiting for me. So I have unboxed it, and even before I opened it up, I could smell it. And oh my gosh, it was beautiful. And so I'm just going to go through a few of the things that came in the Antipodean Witch Box, and let's see how we go. So first thing to say is it comes with a beautiful booklet, and it's not a very thick booklet, but it has got so much information in it, and the artwork on the front looks like sort of two koi carp. Beautiful colours, probably watercolour painting. And it is just stunning. Even if it was plain inside, I think I'd still love it. So I'm opening it up, and on the first page, it has a welcome, and it talks all about the spring equinox and why that's important, what to expect, how it's been celebrated for thousands of years, and gives you information about the moons. And it's just beautiful. After we read that page, we come to the pages that give an outline of the bits and pieces that we find in the box, which is good because if you looked at them sort of in and of themselves, you might think, well, why is that there? But they're really nice, even if they didn't have a sort of a spiritual element to them. The items in the witch box are just fabulous, but I will go through them and have a little chat about them. So in this month's box, we have the Ostara nest, which is a beautiful handcrafted nest, which is perfect for putting on an altar and has a real focus on looking at abundance and goals and symbolic of sort of moving towards positive and fresh changes in your life at this time. It gives you a little bit of information about how birds make the nest and how that kind of correlates with our use of them. So, for example, we talk about the skillful weaving of the structure of the nest and how we can weave our intentions and our desires and our wishes and our hopes when working with spells or with affirmations. And it's absolutely beautiful. It's perfect, but not too perfect. To complement that are the wooden sigil eggs. There's a sort of a small one and a slightly larger one, which are made of wood. You can use the eggs to symbolize, once again, abundance and the beauty of spring, the bounty to follow, the circle of life. And what I really like is that they're made from plantation wood. So they're not cut from, oh, there goes my dog. They're not cut from ancient trees. They are from wood that's specifically grown for the purpose of regular harvesting. And what's also good is because they're plain, you can decorate them if you want to. I chose to leave mine plain because that looks, you know, just perfect, classic, elegant. Along with that, we have a tiny little rabbit, a little white rabbit, a little resin one, actually. Once again, another symbol of abundance and to do with rebirth, new ideas, changes, always positive, and some affirmation cards, which I really love. I put them on my fridge, or I sometimes give them to people. Some of the affirmation cards are sort of small, and I hand them out when I'm sharing seeds with people. I put them in a little envelope, and they have sort of a positive comment on. This one is a double-sided art card, so you can have the beautiful picture one way, or you can have the affirmation if you sort of reverse it. I change it all the time depending on how I'm feeling. You can put it on your mirror, your fridge, and it's just a way of connecting with the positive and just a sort of in-the-moment reminder every time you see it. There's also a pendant. Oh, I love me some jewellery. And this is absolutely fabulous. A Celtic knot, a little goddess hanging from it. It is the Dara knot, which is symbolic of the roots of the oak tree. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? It's rich with Celtic heritage. Below the knot is the goddess. She invites us to join her in the spiral dance. We wear it or display it as a reminder of the goddess within us all. I love that. Then we have a little bit of beauty for us here, the consecrated bath salts. These are a beautiful salt scrub with a combination of coarse and fine sea salt with magnesium. Perfect. Beautiful infusion of mint essential oils and organic herbs to energize, and also to cleanse yourself, to cleanse your body, to cleanse your aura, to cleanse your mind and spirit. And it's quite a generous helping, so I don't think I'll be using it in one go. I actually prefer to make love last a little bit longer. If I turn the page again, we have a beautiful outline of how to make a sigil, which I'll cover in another episode, because it's actually surprisingly easy, but very personal. So we'll talk about that some other time. I'm going to go on a little bit more about what else is in the box. It is so affordable and it is so much fun. It feels just like a really beautiful gift to give yourself. And you know that everything that's in that box is going to be something that's really important or relevant to you on your path. So we also have some incense. I burnt this straight away because I just love having smells, nice smells, around in the house. I usually have essential oils in a diffuser, but I thought, oh, today's the day for the incense. And full of herbs and resins. And it says here, to lift the heart and bring joy to your mind. Well, it did. So it did what it said. And I don't think you can say much better than that. A light. Not just a tiny little one, but a rather nice bigger one than the usual ones that you can buy from the $2 store or somewhere like that. Really good for your altar, ritual, ambience. You can never have too many candles. Then we have the herbs. Now, I love these because they are particularly Australian. And that's really nice. It feels cohesive. It feels like it's relevant to who we are down in Australia and down in the island below Australia, which is actually where I'm coming from. So we have Australian Native Joy Blend. This is a blend of Australian native flora, perfect for use in springtime rituals. I do have a problem with my herbs. They're so beautiful that sometimes I just can't bear to use them, which kind of defeats the purpose a little bit, because if I don't use them, then over time they lose their efficacy, and then what's the point? So I need to get to that. Life's not a dress rehearsal. It's happening now. Use the herbs. And then we have the herb, the linden leaf. It is a heart. It has heart-shaped leaves. Don't think I knew that. And they're often used in love rituals, and it's a beautiful element to have when seeking happiness and joy in matters of romance. I need to go next to the bed. Then we have some turmeric fingers. Turmeric is ace, whether you have it in a latte, whether you throw it in your vegetarian curry, whether you just like looking at the colour because it's such a beautiful colour. So we have some turmeric fingers that have anti-inflammatory properties, and you can use it in magic to add energy and bring a sense of calm to any situation that is a challenge. Yes, well, I think we can all benefit from that. Then we have some crystals. It just goes on and on. It is such a fantastic box. I'm so excited to be talking about it. So we have the raw citrine point. Citrine is a stone for happiness, joy, and good luck. And this particular stone is made from heat-treating amethyst. And it is believed to repel negative energies and be really focused on bringing about optimism and positivity into your life. It's also said that citrine never needs charging or cleansing. Wow. I'll still do it, though. I love putting the crystals out under the moon. Then we have the yellow opal, perfect for Australia. Australia, or some areas of Australia, are very famous for their opals. And this is Australia's national stone and is a stone of inspiration, imagination, and emotion. The yellow opal is perfect for use in workings related to happiness, joy, and all you need to do is really hold it in your hand, focus, take a few deep breaths, and imbue it with your intentions. Mega. We also have the desert iron. Deep in the Australian desert, we have rich deposits of ochre and iron. These are known for being protective and prized by ancient Indigenous people. They are prized by, well, pretty much everybody who uses them, according to what I've read. And what's great about desert iron is that it is used to amplify your intentions and ground and center you within the heart of Australia. Oh, couldn't be more perfect, actually, could it? Okay, I'm working through the booklet, and we have a ritual. It's a ritual of joy. It's beautiful. It's got some fantastic language, and it's set out step by step how to complete the ritual, and it uses all the beautiful things in the box. I'm just going to read to you a little bit from it, because I think it's quite inspiring. Hail, great goddess, and welcome to all. As fish dance in the ever-enduring seas and rivers, so we too swim in the sea of life. Like them, we seek joy and happiness. And by your divine, we will consecrate this space and dedicate it to our intent. I just absolutely love ritualistic language. It's so beautiful. It's like speaking a poem. I love poetry as well. It's just so much fun and so thought-provoking and grounding and mindful to be able to write your own ritual, to write your own ritual language, and to really focus on bringing the elements of nature into it. And this particular one in the Antipodean Witch Box booklet is absolutely spot on. On the back of the booklet, we actually have a recipe, the Ostara recipe, the turmeric mango yogurt. That sounds pretty tasty. 3 mangoes peeled, flesh chopped, 1 kilogram of yogurt, dairy or coconut, your choice, some vanilla bean paste, 1 teaspoon, some ground turmeric, and 1/4 cup maple syrup or your preferred sweetener. I think that sounds beautiful. Shame I'm on a diet at the moment. It gives us some information in our booklet about the deities of Ostara. And we have Concordia, who was the Roman goddess of joy, happy meetings, the bonds between friends, and the patron of joyful gatherings of all kinds. We also have one that many people have heard of, Kuan Yin, a Chinese goddess of love and compassion, fertility, abundance, and joy. I have to say, I haven't worked with Kuan Yin terribly much, but I've always been sort of intrigued to find out more. And then we have Ururapin. I don't know if I've said that right or not, who is a Micronesian god of happiness, joy, and exploration. Lalita, an Indian child goddess of youth, carefree optimism, and pure joy. And Balun, the Slavic god of the day, the god of heaven, the bringer of good luck, the god of heavenly light, and the god of happiness and peace. So I've talked to you about all the information that's in the booklet, and it is really very thorough. It also gives you some really great starting points to do some more research of your own. If, say, for example, one of the deities I have just mentioned piqued something in you or makes you feel a little bit curious to find out more, well, what a great starting point. You have a little summary and you can go and try and find out some more. Okay, I'm at the end of my beautiful witch box. I will be back with more, and I thank you for listening. Bye bye from Vertent, Reiki, and Ritual.